Hello, Jeanine here from Fundamental Focusing. Asking the question, are you living and giving graciously? Today, I'm going to ask you a question about a wake-up call. So how many wake-up calls have you had in your life? And there are many, I'm sure. The other question is, how many wake-up calls have you listened to in your life? That may be another ball game. So let's start by defining what a wake-up call is. For some, wake-up calls come in very small, subtle ways. For others, and most people at some point in our lives, it comes in a very direct, straightforward, hit-the-wall kind of way. So just take a moment here to check in with you and see when your last wake-up call was. Was it yesterday? This morning? Was it a week ago? A year ago? A few years back? And just take a few moments to check in and see when was your last wake-up call. I know for me, I have had a few wake-up calls in the last few years. My biggest one came in 2006 when my family was falling apart and we had to figure out if we were going to put it back together or keep moving on. And that was probably my biggest wake-up call yet. And then there's my daughter telling me, my 12-year-old daughter telling me a few months ago, as she was trying to tell me a story, and I was running around in the kitchen and getting things ready because we had to go somewhere pretty soon. And she looked at me as she was sitting at the counter and she said, "Mom, can you stop for 5 minutes so you can listen to what I'm telling you?" And I just went, "Oh, yeah, I could," in my head. And so sometimes we get very subtle, small wake-up calls. I could have chose to keep going and not really listen to what she had just profoundly asked me in her childhood innocence. Or I could stop and listen, which is what she was asking me to do. And so I did. And then at that point, that changed how I listened to her and my other daughter from that point on. 3 years ago, I realized that I kept hearing the words grounded. Are you grounded? And for the last 5 years, I've been grounded, so I thought to myself. And then I took a certification in a course, and I went through an exercise with the teacher where she really brought me within the first 10 minutes of her session into what grounded presence really meant. And that to me was a big wake-up call, because I thought I was grounded for the last 2 years before I met her, when actually I wasn't. So that to me brought a new awareness to me, to my body, and again changed how I viewed things from that point on in a grounded presence. So just check in and see where your wake-up calls are. Are they financial wake-up calls? Are they emotional wake-up calls? Are they communication or relationship wake-up calls? Are they wake-up calls with your children? Are they wake-up calls just for you, where you're at in your life right now? And you know, we have these wake-up calls all the time. Some choose to ignore them. Some don't even realize they're there, and some choose to listen to them, stop and change course or move on with their path in a different way. But they're there for a reason. They're there to teach us something. They're there to make us grow and evolve in whatever way that means for us. And so I urge you to take note when those mini and big and medium-sized wake-up calls start coming your way, and really emphasize. Take a look. Take a few minutes. Write in a journal. Just think about them. Sit with them. And see what they mean. See what they mean for you in your life. So here's to your wake-up calls. Let me know. Also, communicate with me. Let me know when your wake-up call was. You can find me on Facebook under Fundamental Focusing. Or you can connect with me on my website, www.fundamentalfocusing.com. And this is Jeanine Rayon from Fundamental Focusing, wishing you a great day.